It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Danny Tominio checks in. Cousin Danny out there says, good morning. Love hearing your mom on the radio. Naomi was with us last night with Ray Sherry and Albert at Oasis Diner. Yelling and screaming about Biden and all that good stuff. Love my mother. Anyway, it is time
for... creature in the White House.
Thank you, Mom. That's right. Joe Biden. It is time for Pete Bernie, brought to you by Pete Morgan. And Pete Morgan is going to co-host today's game with me. And if you beat Bernie today, then Pete Morgan's going to send you cash and prizes and all kinds of cool stuff.
Cool. A couple of boilers?
Yeah, whole thing there, you know. A signed 8x10 from Mike Barnacle. Here is a Barrow. He's in Plainview, Long Island, and he's a dentist. What's going on, Barrow?
How are you, baby?
How are you?
I love your show. I've been listening for many, many years.
Yeah.
WABC. You guys are terrific.
Well, thank you very much. Are you a general dentistry or orthodontist? Or
I am. I practice in Queens, New York.
Where in Queens?
Kew Gardens Hills.
No kidding.
Border of Flushing.
Oh, wow.
Been there for 50 years.
Are you on the way there right now?
And I'm... Yeah, and now my son is going to take over the practice.
Oh, God, that's called Nachis. God bless you guys. You actually sound more like you run book than you do clean people's teeth, but that's fine. Barrow.
Well, I do that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the night, you must be in Howard Beach in Queens doing your other job. Let's get to today's game, Barrow, and good luck to your son, by the way. That sounds great. Number one, the launching of what in 1957? Shocked the Western world as it showed the Soviets had the edge in space technology. The launching of what showed the Russians had us beat?
Sputnik.
Yes.
All right, Barrow. Number two, widely read in high schools, what 1951 J.D. Salinger novel is often a target of censors because of its foul language?
I know that.
All right, that's it.
I'll
give you one hint. The guy that killed John Lennon had this book in his back pocket when he murdered him.
Nice.
True story.
Yeah.
It's called Catcher in the Rye with the great Holden Caulfield.
Anyway. Catcher in the Rye, yeah. Read it.
Number three, what's now officially called the Central Park Wildlife Center is probably better known by what name? This is easy. Wildlife. Animals.
Said the man who has the paper.
Wildlife, the animals.
Central Park Zoo.
Yes! There you go. Yeah, very good.
This is easy.
All right, two for three. Here's number four. The fourth and fifth United States presidents shared the same first name. It wasn't Sidney. What was the first name of the fourth and fifth presidents?
A good one.
James.
Yes!
Beauty. Beauty.
Baby. All right. You go 4 out of 5. That's pretty good, Barrow. Here's your last question. On September 13th, 1998, what actor won an Emmy, and he deserved it, he was magnificent, for his hosting of the 70th Annual Academy Awards? He was great, I got to say.
Billy
Crystal. Oh, look at you. Oh, nicely done. Somebody sang the songs of Titanic. All right, 4 out of 5. So all the pressure is on Bernard. They call it Beat Bernie because he can't. He really is the champ. He's great. But he has to get all 5 right to win today's game. With that said, here he is, my partner, the great Bernard McGurk. Bernie, got to go 5 for 5, okay, pal?
I hear you humming, yo.
All right, number one. The launching of what in 1957 shocked the Western world as it showed the Soviets had the edge in space technology?
That would be Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Attaboy. Widely read in high schools. What 1951
Wait, start again, Pete, please.
Widely read in high schools.
Yes.
What 1951 J.D. Salinger novel is often a target of censors because of its foul language?
That would be The Catcher in the Rye.
Very good. Morgan.
Attaboy.
That was the only one the contestant couldn't get.
Really?
That's it. What's now officially called the Central Park Wildlife Center is probably better known by what former name?
That would be the reservoir. I'm just kidding. It's the zoo.
Yes.
Very good.
3 for 3, and you're going to be 4 for 4 after this layup. The 4th and 5th U.S. presidents shared the same first name. What was the first name of the 4th and 5th presidents?
That would be, let's see, George. That would be Adams. That would be Thomas Jefferson. That would be James Madison and James Monroe.
Boom. Attaboy. Now for the win.
Am I reading this correctly? Is today Deb Valentine's birthday? Something just popped up on my Facebook page. Deborah Valentine Schachtel turns today.
Uh-oh. Happy
for the win?
Oh. Is that
for the
true?
Win? I'd say yes.
Happy birthday, Deb!
There we go.
Yeah. Look at you! Oh, baby! All right, you got a free board off your birthday. Congratulations.
Great. All right. Yeah. Good timing.
Bernie, here is, it just popped up on my Facebook page, Deb Valentine.
Abood's going to send you, Abood's going to send you some Red Sox tickets.
This is for the win, 5 for 5.
5 for 5. Congratulations, Deborah. All right, here we go, number 5. On September 13th, 1998, what actor won an Emmy for his hosting of the 70th Annual Academy Awards?
He won an Emmy.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Oh, I know who it is. It's my homeboy here from Long Beach, Billy Crystal.
Yes. Look at you. Nicely done. The game hosted again by Sid and Pete goes to Bernard. Both guys played very well. But Bernie edges the dentist out of Plainview, Long Island, Barrow, by a final score of 5 to 4. Bernard, say hello to Barrow.
Barrow, my brother, good effort there.
Bernie, I read Catcher in the Rye 3 times.
I know what happens. You blank out. I know exactly what happens.
Yeah. But you're the greatest. Maybe someday I'll come back at you.
Yeah, definitely we'll do it again. But and I'm not the greatest. I mean, just like you, I know certain things. And, you know, sometimes I get questions. Sometimes I blank out just like you. They ask me about the former Dermot Shea, the former NYPD commissioner. Come on, I couldn't get his name. That was a complete and total blank out. Anyway, you're a dentist, a very interesting job out there. Do you do that type of pain where, you cater to people who are cowards when they go to the dentist? Do you do that type of thing?
I never hurt my patients. That's my goal. And I've been doing it a long time, Bernie. I've been doing it for 50 years, and I'm still going strong.
Yes, you are. Never hurt my patients. I like that because there are some dentists who are reluctant to give you what you might need to, you know, like the laughing gas. You know, like turn that B word up to, 15 or whatever high it goes, because that's what I want, just for a simple drilling, for God's sakes.
I do that, Bernie, but I have it available for the patients, but I never give it to them because I want to prove to them that they can have a pleasant visit without being put out. So, because you want them back to come again next time.
Right.
You don't want them to be frightened.
But the laughing gas doesn't put you out. It just, it makes you happy. And, you're like, yeah, this drilling, this is fun.
Makes you feel a little drunk, yes.
A little bit.
But most people want it because they have fear of the dentist. And in today's modern dentistry, there's no reason for fear.
Well, Barrow, you sound like the kind of dentist I'd like to go to. Where is your practice again?
It's at Kew Garden Hills, Queens, right off the corner of Jewel and Main Street.
And it's called what?
Well, it's called Barrow Marks, DDS, M-A-R-K-S.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Barrow Marks, M-A-R-K-S in Queens. Barrow, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. You sound like a great guy. We appreciate it, okay?
You're very gracious, Bernie. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you on the Bernie and Sid Show. We're coming back. Close out the show. Be right back, folks.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.